Hello?
Oh,
Hello there?
hi, 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 who's speaking?
Hi, this is Mike Dory.
I'm sorry,
Hello?
who?
You know the guy that you do the podcast with? Do you remember me?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Well,
How many
there's.
podcasts are you doing?
I do many, many things.
That's outrageous and also untrue.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Hi there, Mike. How are you?
I am very well. I'm very, 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 very well. Well, I mean, all things considered, I'm doing quite well, I suppose.
Do you know what? I feel like you're saying well, but what you mean is average.
Average. Maybe average is the right way.
You feel average.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Okay.
so. How about you? How
Yeah,
about you?
I feel strong. I'd just like to address the elephant in the room. Of course, you and I can virtually see each other, and the elephant in the room could take two forms. It could be the extraordinarily luxurious dressing gown that I am wearing, or the fact that my face is slightly shiny because I'm wearing a face mask. I don't want to imply that I haven't made an effort for this podcast, but I am also doing self-care while I'm here podcasting.
Well, thankfully, this is audio format, so I'm the only one who has to deal with your choice of style right now.
And thank God
Thankfully.
for
Yes, exactly.
that.
I'd like to open with a message that I
Okay.
received from a listener to the podcast. I
Oh my
received this
God.
message.
Fan mail?
Received. Sort of, yeah.
Oh no.
I received this message mid-January.
Oh
You
my
ready?
God. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Dearest Michael, it is with a heavy heart I write this. Like your country's response to the coronavirus, I'm a bit behind on things. And it was only today I started listening to the Christmas special of your podcast, published in your name. In it, you, as the ignorant Brit you are, claim that it is a custom in Norway to hide our brooms on Christmas Eve. This is faulty, as we all eat pork and have a good time. Never have I heard such misleading nonsense in mainstream media. I appreciate that you might not know much about the Norwegian culture, as you didn't colonize us. But I'm deeply saddened by your wrongful assumptions. On behalf of the Norwegian people, government, and King Harald V, I therefore declare you an outlaw of Norway for 3 whole weeks. Since I was late in listening to your podcast, this means that the 3 weeks have now passed, and that you are from today free and welcome to come to Norway. If you come, try the Smalahove. It sure tastes lovely this time of year. Further questions can be addressed to Erna Solberg or myself. Kind regards, Lord Sander, on behalf of His Majesty King Harald V. So I'd just like to address this. We've always said on this podcast that we are not experts in
No,
anything.
no, no.
And
If anything,
you should never take what we say as fact necessarily, and you certainly shouldn't take it as advice most of the time. Obviously, we do say facts, but it's always worth checking that. I'd like to apologize to Norway and any other country that we listed in the Christmas special that we got the facts wrong.
horrifically wrong. Yeah, I mean, also, you and I have always been the first to admit that we are deeply fallible human beings who make a lot of fairly crucial mistakes. What you may have noticed also in this video is that now the face mask's begun peeling.
Yes,
so it will do this throughout. I want you to know that I am not disintegrating before your eyes, but the face mask is peeling. Again, this is really good content for the podcast because of course it's visual.
of course, yeah,
Yeah.
of course.
Yeah. So I'd like to address the Norway letter from Harald V, who I didn't actually know was in charge. Is Harald V still in charge?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know anything
Oh
about
my
Norway.
God.
Maybe he is, maybe he's not.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
We should really know more about a lot of things before we start talking about them.
Maybe. Maybe.
I think that would probably be helpful.
It's deeply it's di it it's not it's obviously a jokey letter, of course. Sander, it's I used to work with Sander. He's a friend of mine.
Yes, I was going to say, from his tone, I can deduce that you know each
Yes, of
other.
course. We do know each other we know each other very well. But that was amusing. I'm glad that people decided to go back and listen to the Christmas special midway through January.
Thank God.
That's nice. It brings some Christmas cheer. I don't know about you, Beth, but I found, obviously, in the UK, and also his invitation to come to Norway. We can't do that, I don't think. I don't think it's actually legal for us to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's very sad.
Mm-hmm. But one day.
I feel like it is actually fully illegal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't looked into travelling abroad rules because I've got no plans to travel abroad.
Not until now you don't.
Not until right now. No, I'm joking. I'm not gonna break the law. Please don't call the feds on me, listeners. Please, come on, man.
Well,
I'm a trustworthy person.
Okay, good. So let's just do a little check in then. Do you know what I think might be nice is if we do a little sperm count.
I'm sorry?
A sperm count. I have done this with you before. What this means is we're gonna check in on your sperm, not your bodily fluids, although if you'd like to discuss those, we can. But I mean sperm as the what's the word for the things that they all stand for? The word, you know, the poems that used to start with the letters all the way down.
An acronym.
An acronym. Right? It's an acronym. Okay, so this stands for, how do we spell sperm? Spiritual, physical, emotional. Relational and mental well-being. So let's just do a quick check-in. We'll do 1 to 10. The rule is no sevens. Spiritually, how are you, Mike?
Oh, God. Do you know, I hate the no seven rule. I think it's ridiculous.
I know, but that's why there's a no seven rule, because seven is not helpful at this time.
I know. What's the verse on spiritually?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I guess like an eight. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. I would have gone seven, but I'm not allowed, so I've decided eight.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, me. I'm sorry, I'm just writing this down so that I don't have to spell it out again, because I'm very bad at spelling. Okay, yeah, spiritually. Yeah, I feel good, actually. I feel pretty strong. I've been meditating a lot in the cathedral, which is such an extraordinary place to sit quietly. Because,
In the cathedral grounds?
Yeah, in the actual cathedral, places of worship are still open.
Oh,
and if you are a meditator, or indeed somebody who prays, or indeed has a faith, I cannot recommend it enough, just going and sitting quite still in that space, especially because the sound does something incredible, that the echo sort of runs into itself, and it feels very womb-like, feels very safe in this time of great chaos to be inside of the cathedral. Also, because just looking around, the history is such that you get this real sense of, I have no problems. History has repeated itself many, many times. I will be totally fine. Yeah. Anyway, so spiritually, I'm going to go ahead and give myself a 9 because feel great. I feel alive. I feel alive and it's good.
Okay.
Let's move swiftly over to physically. How are you feeling physically, Mike?
Physically? It fluctuates wildly. I'd probably go with an 8 again, I suppose.
Okay. Are you doing exercise?
Yes, I'm in. So I'm watching you peel this off your face. Like
I wonder
if
the listener can
like
hear
a snake
me peeling
shedding
it off.
Its skin.
But
it's
how,
horrific.
Don't I look newborn though? Look how good my skin is underneath it.
It looks fantastic. Anyway,
thank you so much.
Yes, I've been doing exercise at home. I've been trying to do exercise like Monday through Saturday, doing a little home workout and then going for a walk. I've
Fantastic.
Been taking my lunch for me on the walk,
mm-hmm.
so I can walk and eat at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to my music and just sort of wandering around the town that I grew up in, having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that respect, yes, I'm feeling good. So yeah, I'd go with an 8.
Physically well, great.
Physically well. Well, it is. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but it's super, super helpful to get into that sort of routine and just go and do something and taking advantage of, because we are allowed outside for an hour's exercise as long as you're by yourself or with a member or with one member of another household,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't done anyway, to be fair, but taking advantage of the fact that we are actually allowed to go out and walk mm-hmm. around for an hour, 100% do it, I would say, to people.
Oh, yeah. It's good for your mental health.
For sure.
definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So you're feeling physically good.
What about you?
Yeah, I feel all right. I'm doing a fair amount of the old asana, which is good for the brain, doing lots of breathing. Mm-hmm. But I find that those two often coexist, don't they? I mean, we're about to move to emotional, but your physical and emotional well-being are so intrinsically linked. If you can make yourself go outside or go for a little run or do a sun salutation or whatever, your choose your weapon, it will massively alleviate any kind of emotional angst. I think it's fair to say that this has been the hardest of all the lockdowns. There was a moment in Jan where things got pretty dark, I'll be honest. It was bleak for a moment. But yeah, I feel much more in my body, back in the space. So that's really nice. I do feel good. I reckon I'm going to go for a 9 again, physically, because, you know, it's all working. Everything is doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is a real, real good thing, especially in a global pandemic. Touch wood, everything's okay.
Yeah. You're right. This particular lockdown has been, for me, and it sounds like for you as well, like the roughest of the
harrowing.
It's just, I think it's partly because it's just been, we've been in this situation on and off for so long.
Yeah, we're approaching a year in.
Yeah, and it's just, oh Christ. Anyway.
anyway, uplifting content. rather neatly, we're skipping to the emotional well-being.
Oh, it's varied wildly.
Now though, how do you feel right now?
Recently. Right now in this moment, I'm enjoying recording the podcast. I'm having a great time. I'd say probably an 8 for right now in this second right now. But generally speaking, I'm probably floating around a 5 or a 6 generally and sort of deviating from that in both directions every now and again.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm probably an 8 or a 9, but there's been a couple of 2s in there for sure over these few weeks. There's been some real, real lows. But the beauty of the low is that if you just have the cry, if you just have a huge cry, it's incredibly helpful. Deeply helpful.
Do you find that?
Oh God, I love a cry. If I can get, and I will actively seek to get the cry out. I know the trigger films. I know the content. If I watch soldiers coming home to their dogs on the internet, the cry is coming out. The cry is coming out.
That's fair. I don't know if crying makes me feel better though. I don't know.
I mean, chemically it does.
Is that a fact?
There are endorphins released after you have a cry. It's like self-soothing. That's why we have a cry function.
Right, yeah.
When I say it's like self-soothing, I mean it is exactly self-soothing.
Maybe. Maybe I'll try it.
Oh,
I'll
just have a cry. Oh, pal.
Force myself to cry. Yeah. And it's, you know, listeners, if you're feeling low, it's totally fine.
Just
don't worry about it.
100p. If you need to have a cry, have the cry. Because, of course, you kind of have to be in the cry. You can't just sort of knowingly have a cry and go, I'm just having this cry to let the feelings out. You sort of have to be in the, oh God, everything's awful, to get the cry out. And then afterwards you're like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's totally fine. So it might be difficult to maintain a sense of perspective inside of the cry, but if you can achieve the cry, do achieve the cry. That's my 2021 takeaway.
If you can achieve the cry, do achieve the cry.
Fantastic. Okay, so emotionally you've been great. Relationally, how are the people in your lives? How are you in comparison to them, in relation to them?
As far as I'm aware, the people in my the people immediately around me right now, so my parents and my sister, like they're doing well.
Great.
So relationship wise, with that, we're not at each other's throats just yet.
Well, that's good, because you are living back with your family, which is notoriously difficult as a grown person.
Yes, but it's not. It's pretty good. So I think relationally, probably a 9.
Great.
I do worry about the people who I'm not with right now. Friends from school, uni friends, people who I'm not seeing right now. I do worry about them a little bit. So in that sense, it sort of fluctuates. But in terms of the people who I am immediately surrounded by, probably a 9, I would say.
Okay, well, that's good. You can only really be in a small circle right now. And then the extended, that digital touching base is very helpful, you know, just talking to people. Mm-hmm. But talking to people is so important.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No show. What about you?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I mean, everything is relationally quite tidy. I mean, everybody's having a small crisis, but it's actually not, it's nowhere near as bad, you know, especially if you can maintain a sense of perspective about the crisis. Of course, everybody feels friggin' crazy at the moment. But all of my relationships are generally really, really good. Fortunately, there are excellent people everywhere. And I mean, there are moments where I am insane with rage for no reason at, you know, my lesser sibling, who is fantastically patient and brilliant. But there are moments when he is in a blind rage. But it's just, it's all contextual. It's not, you know, it's not personal.
Right. Yeah.
So everything's great. Okay, cool. So that's relational. Everyone's fine. I'm going to give myself a 9 relationally also, and then we'll move on to our mental well-being. How are you mentally?
See, what would you say is the definition of that?
I would say, how's the weather in your head?
Oh, the weather is a wild ride. It's a wild old ride.
It's like a storm at sea.
Well, exactly. And sometimes I, you know, I don't know what... What's the word when you sort of sail through a storm quite well? Is it weather a storm?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're weathering a storm. Right,
Weathering a storm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes quite well, and sometimes it's not going so well. It's really...
Sometimes you're taking on water.
Well, yes, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. It's, you know, it's a little bit all over the place, but it's not unusual, I suppose, given the circumstances. So it's, you know, it's... Mentally, probably put myself at like a 6. I don't want to bring down the listeners.
No, be
this
honest.
Podcast,
this is relatable
this is
content.
Important for people to know that it's you know, it's not it's not all happy sunshine fairies.
No, not at all.
And like in life, it can be a bit. And talking about it is for me very helpful. So,
absolutely.
You know, recommend that if you get a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a, this is sort of emotional and mental. The other day I knew that there was a cry and had to get the cry out. So I decided I was going to listen to a very emotional playlist, which features, you know, classics like Christine and the Queens and basically any strong female who's singing very aggressively about heartbreak or, any kind of feeling disenfranchised. That's my jam when I need to get the cry out. So I put the headphones on and I was like, I'm just going to dance until the cry comes out. And then... The cry. I know. It sounds strange, but go with me. The cry began.
No, it doesn't sound strange.
Oh, it was so fantastic.
Did the dance provoke the cry successfully?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I managed to get the cry out. Oh. Something is in my teeth. It's fine. It's out of my teeth. So I began the cry while I was dancing. And then, so it started as a dance crying, and then it became cry dancing. Then it became mostly crying and moving around while crying. But it felt very good. But it did make me look like an insane person. And I was aware that had anybody knocked on the door like an Amazon delivery person or, you know, anything happened in that space, I would have looked like an insane person. An insane person. And one of my neighbours works for Pret, so often she will leave me little, like, croissants that she brings home from work. And a number of times she has come up the stairs, and of course you can see directly into my home if you come up the stairs to my home, and made direct eye contact with me as I am dancing in my pants, wearing my headphones. And that's quite a difficult place to come back from. Very.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
It's quite a tricky one. But I think because,
she's just
again,
come to be nice and, like, drop off a croissant on your front door, you know, socially distant.
She's doing something lovely. Yeah. She's doing something lovely, and I'm behaving like an insane person. But again, the sane, insane line is very blurry at this point. The person I live with is an essential worker, and so is out all of the time. And therefore, I have a lot of conversations with myself out loud.
Right.
Out loud. And I don't know whether this is the sign of slowly losing my mind or if this is self-care, but I'm just going with it. And I feel strong.
Good. Well, I think it's coping, isn't it? That's the main thing right now. Like, a recovery period cannot necessarily happen just yet, maybe?
Okay.
Like, you've got to get through it and cope and then recover afterwards.
Yeah, for sure. We're still stemming the bleeding of the initial pandemic wound. Yeah. And eventually, we'll begin to heal. But we're still just trying to survive.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's it. That's our big fat check. You know,
exactly. One of the things you've been doing, which I'm absolutely terrified of the idea of, and it goes back to like when we spoke about Wim Hof way back when, is you have been, well, I'm going to let you explain what you've been doing.
I'm assuming you're alluding to getting in the river.
Yes. Why would you do that to yourself? So well, you've been using your so as your exercise, your like hourly mandated exercise, you go out in the very early morning in the freezing cold and go and swim in a river.
Yeah, this morning at dawn, I went and got in the river. and it was deeply joyous. It's so good and wholesome on so many levels. It's quite... We should do a whole podcast about it, for sure. We will, definitely. Mm. And I will talk more about the breathing work and why it's so rewarding. But it's fantastic because it's a very visceral reset. It's sort of like... Because it's so freezing outside, in the day, your problems will never get worse than the freezing cold that you are experiencing while you're in the river. And as such, it's a great reframing for the day. And wow. Just on a, like, totally basic level, things like your energy level massively increases when you use your adrenaline in that way. Yeah. It's just really, it's so good. But it's actually a dangerous thing to do at this time of year, so... Don't just willy-nilly get into the river. Do be ready to get warm. That's the hardest part, is once you get out, yes. Is getting warm.
For goodness sake, yes. If you're listening to this and you think this sounds like a good plan, like, either don't do it or do it in a safe environment with someone who knows what they're doing. Like, that's the best.
Do read about it, because otherwise things like shock, they can creep up on you. You have to get warm quite quickly, and you also have to get cold quite slowly. You can't just... Jumping in is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to cool your body temperature slowly.
Did you hear that, bored lockdown listeners? Did you hear that?
Do not just go and do it.
Don't be stupid, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just go and do it. All right. So we had a Zoom call the other day with lovely Soundman Alex Serban, and we were planning the future of the podcast. And one of the things he said to me was, "Right, Mike, you've got to be consistent. You've got to have a conspiracy theory every time for the podcast." And I went, "Okay, Mr. Alex Serban, boss man, fine. Would you like to hear the thing I've discovered?"
I would absolutely love to hear the conspiracy theory. Fine. Thanks, Mike.
This one, to be honest, in my opinion, is like, I wouldn't mind necessarily if this one was real.
Okay, so you don't actively hate this conspiracy theory?
I don't hate the conspiracy, I don't believe it is real.
Okay.
But I don't think there's actually anything wrong with it. So, there is this theory that the Earth is hollow, or at least there is some kind of underground... cave system with like a completely new ecosystem, and there's a civilization under the earth just waiting to burst forth
into the
overland. And this has been explored in like science fiction.
I was going to say, this is very like this. Eloy and Morlocks, isn't it? Eloy and Morlock.
I don't know what that is.
The time machine. I think it's H.G. Wells.
Oh yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So this is, and I don't know specifically, people who believe this theory, I don't know specifically what they believe this civilization is going to do. Maybe they believe that they're going to come up and kill us all. Maybe they believe we should go and get them. I don't know the specifics, but the general idea of a secret underground civilization, I mean, that doesn't seem...
I don't hate it.
Too bad.
I don't hate it.
No.
I don't hate it
as a concept.
I'm keen for it, sure. If that's what needs to be happening, that's fine.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. That's all I've got to say.
That's your conspiracy theory. That's the end of the conspiracy theory. There might be people who live under the crust. Confirm or deny. I mean, and I don't hate it as conspiracy theories go, Mike. I got to be honest with you. It's not that far-fetched considering the kind of shit I bring to the table.
No, I suppose not. I suppose not, really. And the podcast recommendations, which we're going to get back on. But actually, I'm going to... Oh, have you got one?
I have one.
Go.
Okay, so I recently discovered... I told you about this. This is the musings of one Jessie Cave, who is glorious. She was in Harry Potter. She played Lavender Brown. And she's...
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
She's made lots of very, very good fringe theatre. But her and her baby sister, Bibi Cave, have just started a podcast called We Can't Talk About That Right Now. And it is just two sisters chatting through some just very amusing things. They are deeply joyful, and it's really just gentle listening. It feels like you're hanging out with old friends. And it's nice. They've only released like 10 episodes, but I'm really enjoying it.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
Where is that
available? Oh, that's available on all the things. Also, they record every podcast for YouTube, so you can watch it. I'm watching it. It's lovely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
that
really
is
good.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
It's really nice. That's my podcast recommendation.
Recommendation.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, this has been a bit of a sort of a catch-up fun, but from next time we will be back with a main topic.
Yeah.
And we'll go in and discuss, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
We hope you're all doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you for continuing to support the podcast.
Yeah, and we hope that you are well in this time. And if you're not well, please trust that it will pass.
Yes.
It will pass, and the sun will come back out, and the spring will spring, and it will all be better.
The sun will come back tomorrow. When you pardon, that's tomorrow. You can't sing it properly because then we'll get attacked by the corporate.
Oh, okay. Sure. I thought you were going to sing us out. Do you want to sing us out?
We could. I mean, I could sing a song of my own invention.
Okay. Well, I'll say bye, listeners. Thank you. Mike's gonna take us out.
Is this on? Yeah. Goodbye to our listener friendlings. Yes. Goodbye. Goodbye. Have a lovely day. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Yes, you'll have a nice day. Probably, maybe, make the best of it. Have a good day.